New restrictions go into effect in Massachusetts today as the state tries to slow the spread of the coronavirus. All schools must close. Restaurants and bars must stop serving on site. And construction in the city of Boston must stop. For the latest, we turn this morning to WBUR senior business reporter Callum Borchers. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start this way. Some of these measures are going to be really hard on businesses and workers. What's being done to help them?
Yeah, well, for one thing, the state is offering small business recovery loans. So these are worth up to $75,000, and they're available to companies with 50 or fewer employees. So really looking at those smaller employers that need a little bridge to help get through. Also, the city of Boston, Bob, is creating a coronavirus charitable fund that it says has already received a bunch of donations. This is supposed to help cover food and childcare costs. And of course, a lot of people are counting on schools for those services under normal circumstances. And then another major move, Bob, is making it easier to collect unemployment benefits. Now, this was a big concern for people like Tim O'Reilly. He's a 24-year-old banquet server at the Westin Boston Waterfront Hotel. And I spoke with him by phone right after a meeting where he says managers warned him and colleagues that mass cancellations would likely cause some job losses.
So if there's no people there, then there's no money coming in at all. So our alternative is to collect unemployment, which is often difficult for people. There's a lot of red tape between here and the success rate of unemployment.
So the hope there, Bob, is that expanding eligibility requirements and waiving the 1 week waiting period should make things a little bit easier.
Well, that might make that might offer at least some small comfort for workers in these really tough moments for them. But what are you hearing from businesses, particularly in real estate, now that development in Boston is coming to a halt?
Well, they're not grumbling, at least publicly, Bob. I did hear from Suffolk Construction, which is one of the city's biggest developers. They tell me they're ready to resume work whenever the ban lifts. But in the meantime, quote, our main priority is the safety of our people, teams, and partners. And I also heard from Tamara Small, who runs the developers trade group, NAOP Massachusetts. She told me that they were surprised to learn of the construction shutdown in Boston, since it was the first in the nation. Perhaps there's some suggestion that Boston is getting carried away. But then again, she adds that health and safety is critical. Important. So I think nobody, Bob, wants to appear reckless or insensitive in this situation.
All right, big picture, Cal. Go over the latest coronavirus figures for us in the state.
Sure. We're up to 197 known cases of the coronavirus in Massachusetts. 100 of those are connected to this now infamous gathering of Biogen executives at a Boston hotel late last month. We've heard officials stressing that the virus appears to be highly contagious. And the spread from that one meeting would seem to be an example of that. If you're wondering about geography, the highest concentration is in Middlesex County, where there are 83 cases. That's more than twice as many as in any other county. It is worth noting, though, that most people who feel ill enough to or qualified to be tested are actually testing negative. So there have been almost 1,300 people tested for the coronavirus in the state so far. Most of those have been at the state lab. A couple hundred were tested at private labs run by Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp. And we are seeing some drive-through testing ramp up, Bob. This is an effort to keep people who think they could be infected from possibly spreading the virus further by walking into some lab center.
All right, let's talk about the MBTA. The T is reducing its schedule today. What's that mean?
Well, you should expect at least 14 minutes between subway trains, more like a weekend schedule. And in fact, the buses on the T are running as if it is a Saturday, even though it's a Tuesday, although express buses are going to keep their regular schedules. On commuter rail, just check the schedule before traveling if you must travel. There are fewer trains. What we're seeing today is somewhere between a weekend service and a regular weekday service. The ride, which is the MBTA's door-to-door service for people with disabilities, is still running at full capacity. Ferry service, however, has been canceled altogether.
All right. Today is, of course, St. Patrick's Day. Let's hope that your favorite restaurant is still doing corned beef and cabbage on the takeout so you can get that. But it is.
That's right.
It is a presidential primary day in four states. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it was going to be all four. And then just late last night, we've gone down to three. So Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are all going to vote as scheduled today. We had quite the tussle in Ohio, Bob, right? So Governor Mike DeWine was seeking a delay until June. A judge had rejected that idea yesterday afternoon. And then very late yesterday, the state declared a state of emergency. And the governor said, we're still not going to hold polling as normal. Of course, the concern is obvious. Health officials have been warning against large gatherings, and polling sites would seem to be the exact kind of gathering place that people are being told to avoid. Ohio has only 50 cases, so about a quarter of what we have in Massachusetts, but they're still concerned. Turnout is going to be the thing to watch in all of these states. And of course, these aren't just any states, Bob. I mean, Florida and Ohio are two of the most significant swing states in general elections, and it could be hard to accurately gauge the candidate's support in those states based on what we see today.
What else are you watching today, Cal?
Two things, Bob. You know, one good and one bad. Let's get the bad out of the way. The bad has been the stock market, of course. We saw a 13% drop yesterday, which was the worst day in a string of bad ones. So, of course, we're watching to see if that continues. The good that I'm keeping an eye on is the start of a clinical trial for a potential coronavirus vaccine developed by the Cambridge-based pharmaceutical company Moderna. This is the kind of preliminary trial where they just inject healthy people to make sure that there's little or no harm. And vaccine specialists say we're still probably a year away from getting a vaccine to the market. But this candidate's development was extremely fast, and it does offer a bit of hope, Bob.
WBUR senior business reporter Cal Borchers. Cal, thanks a lot for speaking to us this morning.
Glad to be with you.